Part 8. Important short questions and answers FAQ style.
Q1. What are microorganisms? Microorganisms are extremely tiny living things that we cannot see with our naked eyes. They are present everywhere, in water, soil, air, and even inside our bodies. We need a microscope to observe them. Q2. What is a cell? A cell is the basic building block of life. All living organisms, whether plants or animals, are made up of one or more cells. It is the smallest unit that can perform all the functions of life.
Q3.
What did Robert Hooke discover? In Sola So Pesat, Robert Hooke took a thin slice of cork and looked at it under a microscope. He saw many small empty box-like structures that looked like a honeycomb. He named these structures cells. This was the first time the word cell was used in biology.
Q4.
Why is Antoni van Leeuwenhoek called the father of microbiology? He was the first person to make better microscopes and clearly observe and describe tiny living organisms like bacteria, protozoa, and even red blood cells. That is why he's known as the father of microbiology.
Q5.
Name the three main parts of a cell. Cell membrane, the thin outer covering that protects the cell.
Cytoplasm, the jelly-like substance inside the cell where most activities take place.
Nucleus, the central control center of the cell that manages all its functions.
Q6.
What are the main differences between plant cells and animal cells?
Feature plant cell, animal cell. Cell wall present, absent. Plastids by chloroplasts present, absent. Vacuole 1, large vacuole, small or absent.
Shape, mostly rectangular, round or irregular too.
Q7.
What is the difference between unicellular and multicellular organisms?
Unicellular,
made up of only one cell. Example, bacteria, amoeba.
Multicellular, made up of many cells that work together.
Example, humans, plants, animals.
Q8.
How do microorganisms help clean the environment? Certain bacteria and fungi break down dead plants, animals, and waste materials into simple nutrients. This process is called decomposition. These nutrients go back into the soil and help new plants grow. In this way, microbes keep our environment clean and fertile.
Q9.
Where is yeast used? Yeast is used in baking bread, cakes, and in making idli, dosa, and bhatura. It releases carbon dioxide gas, which makes the dough rise and become soft and fluffy.
Q10.
What is the role of lactobacillus? Lactobacillus bacteria turn milk into curd and help in fermenting batter for idli and dosa. They work faster in warm conditions.
Q11.
What is biogas? Biogas, a mixture of gases, mainly methane and carbon dioxide, produced when bacteria break down animal and plant waste in the absence of oxygen. It is used for cooking and generating electricity.
Part 2. Organized revision notes topic-wise.
Topic 8. Introduction to microorganisms. Microorganisms are found in ponds, soil, air, rotting food, and even inside our stomachs. Some live in very hot springs or cold snowy areas.
Topic 2. Discovery of cells.
Robert Hooke, 1665, discovered cells in cork.
Antoni van Leeuwenhoek, first to see living microorganisms.
Topic 3. Structure of a cell. Every cell has a cell membrane, cytoplasm, and nucleus. Plant cells also have a cell wall, plastids, and a large vacuole.
Topic 4. Types of organisms.
Unicellular, single cell. Multicellular, many cells, largest cell, yolk of ostrich egg,